You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got that show for ya. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
Bruh, I gotta be honest with you. I've been looking into this whole NFT thing. And I'm still like, yo, the fuck is an NFT? Right, let me make sure I got this right. So, you make a digital copy of something, right? Like, let's take my new album cover, for example. Let's say I make CDs of this shit, right? I make a CD of my album, and I sell it to people now. Like, that's a thing, I sell it to people. But my album cover, I sell somebody the original copy, and it's an NFT. And how the fuck you release shit to the blockchain? None of this makes any sense. like, what? Okay. Like I said, okay. But I sell somebody the original digital copy of the album cover, right? Are you following? Because I'm not. You sell somebody the original copy of the digital artwork. It ain't a fucking painting, but they're treating it like it's a painting. See, that's what I don't get, bro. They trying to profit off of their digital work. Which I applaud, right? Like, I applaud that shit. Yay. But once it's online, you know, like, it all gotta do is get shared once. And like, are you stupid enough to pay for an NFT? Like, that's what it really, that's my real question about all this. Like, are you really that dumb? Let's say you paid $70,000 for a fucking NFT. Which we, like, what is an NFT? Like, still, what is it? You can explain it to me till you're fucking blue in the face, but what is it? None of this is gonna make any sense to me. Because it's dumb, right? Like to me. Now, I'll just go ahead and say to somebody with common fucking sense, this makes no sense. But that ain't gonna stop a motherfucker from trying to make their money. You see? I'm gonna say my classic shit. Should I get it? Nigga, should I get it? Cause I don't get it, nigga. Should I? Nigga, should I get it? I don't get it. Like, for one, like, if I walked away from that transaction being the one who sold them the digital copy of whatever the fuck, right? Like, let's say my album cover, right? Because it's badass. It's like, I think the photo turned out really good, aside from the fact that the mask don't fit, right? Like, that's my only gripe. Because I still got to get a mask that fits. Either that or, like, tailor this one to make it fit my head perfect, you know? But, you know what I'm saying? So, like, let's say I'm like, fuck, this shit is timeless. This shit is priceless, nigga. And then I'm like, now let's sell that for $69,000. Like, I could not walk away from that transaction feeling good about myself. You know what I'm saying? I would feel like a scumbag. Like, I would be rich, right? Like, I'd have a lot of money, but like I wouldn't, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, at the end of the day, like, I would end my day thinking about how dumb that other person is that bought it, and how bad I feel for taking their money, right? Finest keepers, losers, nah. Like, have you ever found money on the ground? Like, do you still think about it to this day? Like, man, I was so lucky that day, right? Like, but do you still sit there and think, man, I wonder whose money that was, and I wonder what they needed it for, you know? I wonder if I fucked him out of a situation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you never know. Somebody, you know, somebody, I remember one time somebody dropped like 20 or 40 bucks on it, you know, at a 7-Eleven, and I was like, oh shit, and I picked it up, you know, because it was in front of the candy part, right in front of the, like, you know how you stand in front of the cashier, like they pulled their money out to pay, and they dropped $40 somehow, right? Like, maybe they was fucked up and did it, like, who cares, right? Right, like, today, who cares, I guess, right? But part of me still wonders, like, you know, like, I like, I'm the type of person, I would like to pay them that 40 bucks back, dude. With interest. It's been years. I was a kid, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit, you know? And it may be small shit, right? And maybe that's just me, you know? I'm like, you know, I've done too much in my day, and I just think about too much small shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's... I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do that and feel good about myself in NFT. Like, I'm just gonna call what it is another fucking scam. Like, they should just call it NFS. Not Need for Speed. No, no, no. Another fucking scam. Another fucking scam. Or should it be ANS? Another fucking scam. Or, I'm sorry, AFS. Yeah, nigga. AFS. Oh my. Like. I couldn't do it, bro. I just couldn't do it. It's just me, though. It's just me. I mean, like, all y'all people who are out there and you're making money off of it and you're like, oh, that's stupid. He's stupid. Like, really, nigga? Really? Because I think the fact that you're taking money for digital artwork like that and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, like... They're hyping digital artwork up to be something that is just fucking not, man. You know? Nigga, what? Like, I shit out digital artwork for fun, like, you know what I'm saying? But you don't... I couldn't, like... I'm sorry, like, the reason I keep coming back to this is because I can't wrap my mind around that shit, like, doing that, you know what I mean? Like, it feels slimy. It seemed like a slime ball way to make some money, bro. And a whole lot of it. And if that's you and you doing that, good for you, but I ain't buying that shit. I ain't buying that shit. You see where I'm getting out here? Yeah, man. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Like, should I get it? Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've stopped myself from trying to get on a lot of curves like this, you know, like, let's just call this a technological curve, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, video chat. The fuck? You know? Nigga, do I really need to see your face to just have a fucking conversation, make a point right quick? Like, you know, like, okay, like, the reason I'm saying this shit, I went to Disney, right, a long time ago, Epcot Center, right? And this was, what, 92? Something like that, like 91, 92, it was a long, long time ago. And I walk in this bitch, in this building, right, and there's this guy, and I probably said this on another podcast, but I don't tell this story often, so I just want to make sure I'm telling this, okay? Like, basically, I was there at the Epcot Center when Skype was born, right? And I say that loosely, right? Like, I wasn't there whenever it was created type of shit. Like, but it was born and being shown off to everybody else. He's like, video chat is a way of the future, like, basically, you know? And I was one of the first people to ever, like, really witness video chat, right? Before it was ever released to the public. Like, that was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was their, I don't know. I don't know why they did it, but they were just like, yeah, let's do that. And then he was like, isn't it cool? Like, I'm over here in this state and you're over here in Florida. and we can talk to each other. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But I was trying to go about my business inside the store. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this motherfucker's all talking to me on this big ass wall screen shit. Screen wall. And, you know, it was like over the whole fucking, like a big ass TV. I mean, it was huge. I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life. It was just fucking huge, right? Like movie theater huge type of shit. You know, it wasn't that huge, but it was, you know, you get what I'm saying. You know, and this motherfucker's watching me and talking to me, and I'm all like, yeah, okay, bro, I get it. It's the fucking future. Now can I fucking, you know what I'm saying? You don't understand. This is the way of the future. Like, nigga, leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to look at products. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here window shopping. This nigga's like, it's the future. The future. I'm like, yeah, okay, old nigga, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That was just something else to me, you know? I'll never forget that day, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's just like back before, how do you say? Before online chats, like chat rooms, before that was ever, like, before anybody even knew about those for the most part, like, I was on that curve. I was on that technological curve. Basically, I was, let's just say, I was in AOL chat before AOL chat was AOL chat. Like, you know how, like, remember on the old computers where there was like a green, like a green background, like a mossy green background, and then you got the bright green text? You remember whenever computers used to be just green on green screens? You're not old enough yet? Well, I do. Okay. Back in what, 90, or was it 89? God, what year was that? Like, I was like in fourth, I was in fourth grade. I remember that much. And I got held back in the third grade. So, whatever, however old I was. Shit, I can't remember, man. I was really young though, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw that, like before it was, and I participated in that, and I came to my mom, and I was like, Mom, what's a lesbian? She was like, okay, where'd you learn that from? Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to do that no more. And I, look, man, you was taking the Nintendo away from me at that point. You was taking my cell phone away from me at that point, and I'm a little kid, like, I got punished for some shit I didn't even know I did. Like, what? I'm just asking, like, what is a lesbian? She's like, you don't need to know that. I'm like, yes, I do. Like, it has to do with this person I'm trying to talk to. The fuck they mean, like, they're a lesbian? You know? What does that mean? What does that mean? Hello, what does that mean? Oh, I did not want to answer that shit. She did not want to answer that. I'll tell you what. Mom, what's a lesbian? Could you imagine your little 9-year-old walks up to you, Mom, what's a lesbian? Like, okay, all right. Where'd you learn that? It's funny, man. It's funny, man. Like I said, man, it seems like every time cutting edge technology came around, I was always one of the first ones there. And I always saw it, and I always figured out how it works, and I was always included. And it didn't stop there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never stopped there. Like when LiveMe, before LiveMe got too crazy, like that whole streaming, online streaming shit, like, I was part of that. Before it ever really got it big, you know what I mean? Before Facebook ever really made it a big thing, or before, you know, what is it? Before TikTok ever made it a big thing, like, that was LiveMe. You know what I'm saying? And I say LiveMe because they were like the biggest one, you know? They were the biggest one. Well, then I started branching out to other ones, and it wasn't the same, man. It just wasn't the same as LiveMe. There was just something about that moment, that special moment in time with LiveMe, you know? And LiveMe is a streaming app, but, like, I stopped using them because, like, they were not being proactive enough on the bad behavior on the apps. And, like, some of that spills over into TikTok, because, like I said, you know, well, I don't know if I said it or not, because I'm so lost in my train of thought right now, I'm sorry. But, but like they're both Chinese companies, right? TikTok is a Chinese live streaming app, and so is LiveMe. But LiveMe came around before TikTok. Like, I'm convinced that some of the people from LiveMe got pissed off that they were making money off of pedophilia, basically. You know, live streaming pedophilia. And, you know, because people would send them gifts during the live stream to these little kids to get them to do nasty shit. And it was gross, you know what I'm saying? And LiveMe wasn't being proactive enough about it quick enough. You know, like, it just was not proactive enough about it. They just, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't doing enough to curb it. And a lot of people left because of it. And then all of a sudden, see, what I think happened is a lot of people from LiveMe went over to TikTok and was like, you know, like, let's build this TikTok thing, you know, and let's, you know, because TikTok seems like more, let's just say straight edge instead of stoner. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're more straight edge about their rules, you know, Disney about their rules, I guess. I don't know. They're more hard up about it, you know. But like, you have to ask yourself at some point, like, when are they being too strict? You know, like, I get it, you're Chinese, you're communist, but when do you say, you know what, like, maybe we have just a little bit too many rules, or we're enforcing it too quickly on some things, right? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I got my video removed for hate speech when it was a fucking parody. Like, that's like, you know, I don't get it, bro. I don't get it, man. It's a fucking joke. It wasn't even like a bad joke. It was just a fucking joke, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't understand. So, I don't know, let's just move this on. I got way off in the train of thought. But all I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, I've always been at the cutting edge, forefront of all technology, usually, right? Usually. All the ones, at least, that I care about the most, I end up finding the quickest, you know? Well, even though, you know, I'm that technical and all this shit, I still don't, like, what the fuck is an NFT? I still don't understand, bro. I don't get it. But look, I feel like I've been leading up to this. Let's talk about jokes, right? Here's a Jimmy joke about your wife that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke. Like, for real right now. For real, dude. Yo. I don't want to start this out with this, but I'm going to do it anyways for the sake of my train of thought here, you know? But I would rather talk about, God, like, but I want this to flow from one subject to the next. Okay, here, this is how I would put it. While you guys were clamoring over the quote-unquote slap that was heard across the world, you know, at the Oscars, somebody brought up a really, really important point on Twitter. They said, while you were investing yourself into that whole slap or whatever, you know, Chris Rock and Will Smith, right? Samuel L. Jackson won his first Oscar. Like, that's a huge thing. Look at how influential, and I mean, like, you couldn't watch a movie without Samuel L. Jackson in it, type of thing, you know? Like, this nigga's popping up all over the place. It was like Wanda Sykes was saying about why am I cannot think of this little nigga's name. Why can't I think of his name? Kevin Hart. I kept wanting to say Kevin Smith because of Will Smith. Like, yo. I'm sorry. Like, I quit vaping nicotine. So, like, yeah. Like, my mind is racing 1 million miles an hour right now. Because I have not had any nicotine to calm me down. Like, I'm starting to, like, heavily, like, heavy go. I'm about to heavy go through withdrawals. Like, nicotine withdrawals. I'm not even going to lie. But I'm going to stick with it this time. I got to make it past the 2-week mark, man. Once I make it past that 2-week mark, it's going to get easier. But man, right at 2 weeks after you quit nicotine, bro, oh my god. That's all you can think about is vaping. Now, I'm not talking about smoking cigarettes. That's a whole different story, man. For me, quitting smoking cigarettes was so fucking easy because cigarettes are nasty, they're gross. You know, they smell like shit. But vaping, it tastes good, you know? It tastes good, it smells good. I like it, man. But I gotta try to quit again. I gotta try to quit because I need to get back to my life that I used to live whenever I was in the forefront of all the technological curves. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go back to that way of living, that way of thinking, you know, that way of acting, that way of being. And it's been really hard. I'm gonna tell you, it's been really hard to quit. Like I said, I made it to the 2 week mark one time, and then I gotta get a vape. And I went and got one, you know, it just drove me wild, man. But anyways, so yeah, I mean, he won his first Oscar, and Samuel L. Jackson did, and he got it for Snakes on a Plane, which was like, okay, you know, like I get it, right, but man, he's got so many, you know, like, I don't know about Pulp Fiction, like, I forget that, what's that one movie, The Kingsman? Wasn't he in The Kingsman? I think that was, just me personally, right? This is just me personally. But, like, I would have given him an award for something like that. Where he played the evil guy with all the cell phones and shit. Like, I don't know why, but, like he really sold that movie for me. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, and if we're gonna go back into the past, like, give him an award for his role in the Coming to America. I mean, if you really want to honor the dude, you know, for some older shit, like, bring it all the way back. You know what I'm saying? Shit, because I'm gonna tell you honestly, before I ever really knew what a Samuel L. Jackson was to the world, you know what I mean? Like, what that name meant to the world. I did not even fucking know that the whole time my most favorite movie on the planet that has always been Coming to America, right? I never knew that was him. Robin McDowell's, right? I never knew that was him. You know what I mean? I didn't know who the fuck that was. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, all these years later, like, I'm watching all these movies and I've become really familiar with Samuel L. Jackson, right? I've seen, like, I'd say I've seen almost every one of his movies because, I mean, shit, I watched movies growing up. Like, I'm one of those ones who, like, if a movie's out there and it's really good, odds are I've probably seen it, you know? Like, it's, like, I don't know. It's just, I grew up with Showtime, HBO, and all that shit, you know? So I've seen a lot of movies growing up, right? But I never knew that was him, you know what I'm saying? And, like, but that's how good he came off in that movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that scene in that movie was something else. You know? It was explosive, man. That scene in that film and that McDowell setting, the set, you know? That whole scene was just explosive, man. And Samuel L. Jackson fucking brought the thunder, man. He brought the heat to that scene. You know? But yeah, but like I said, if you wanted to do something that was more recent, like Snakes on a Plane was kind of more recent, but it's still pretty far back there. You know what I'm saying? I really think he should have got it for Kings. What am I saying that movie name right? Movie title? I don't even remember. It's the one with the kid, and he's like basically like James Bond, right? And the cell phones, the 5G cell phone thing, the whole scare. Like, I don't want to spoil any of the movie, but it's whatever the movie that one was. The Knightsman, Kingsman? I think it was Kingsman, right? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get lost on a tangent here, but like, I don't know. It was just something about the way he portrayed and brought that certain type of energy to that role. And it's always like one of those ones that it's always been in the back of my mind type of deal. You know what I mean? Like the way he came off, it was so fucking believable. You know what I'm saying? I really, I'm going to be honest with you, I ain't sucking niggas dick or nothing, but I really love Samuel L. Jackson's acting. And it almost brings me to tears. I'm not even exaggerating right now, but you know, I couldn't imagine being him. You know, look, man, nigga, I'm about to start crying, bro. You know, look here, I'm fucking crying, nigga. Because I couldn't imagine being black, right? Growing up black. And putting your all over 50 years, nigga, that's a whole lifetime. That's a whole lifetime of just working on shit and never getting truly recognized for your contributions, and you know what I mean, but to have your artwork be so beautiful, man, dude, this nigga's acting is beautiful, you know, and to never get recognized for this shit, that's fucked up, man. That's really fucked up. Nigga, could you imagine? No, seriously, man, could you imagine that shit? A whole lifetime of work. That's like what they did to Adam West, bro. The whole lifetime of work, nigga, ain't never got recognized. Until very, very end of your lifetime. It's like, man, where the fuck were you whenever I did, let's just say Purple Rain. Whenever I did Purple Rain, where the fuck were you? You know what I'm saying? Whenever I did, you know. You know, it's like when nobody's not around to fucking appreciate that work, it makes you really question shit. And it gets to you, man. And you know what I mean? So, I'm at a loss for words. You know, it's very cool to see, you know, Samuel Jackson win some shit like that, but at the same time, it's like, nigga, where were you whenever, you know, he did all these other films? Wow. Was The Knightsman or whatever, did anybody even appreciate that shit? That was a good movie. And you could argue with me until you're blue in the face about this shit. That was a good movie, man. It was really edgy, and it tackled a lot of topics. That movie was some shit, bro. That was a really crazy movie to me. You know what I'm saying? Psychologically, that movie really got me thinking, you know? Really got me thinking about all the shit in the world, that's going on in the world, you know? But what I thought was cool is that it played with those ideas. You know what I mean? The plot of the movie and shit like that, it played with those ideas. I thought that was really cool, you know? Yeah, man, I'm sorry. That's how much that shit means to me, bro. Samuel Jackson winning, because like I said, man, how old was I? I grew up with Coming to America, man. So Samuel Jackson has always been there in some kind of way. He's always, you know what I mean? He's always been in my life somehow. And to know that he's been pushed to the side for 50 fucking years, bro. You know, he's just now getting his retribution and shit, you know, so to speak. His recognition, I should say. Man, it's fucking hard. Black Snake Moan. You really want to give a motherfucker an award? Give a motherfucker an award for that film, bro. That one. That one, bro. That one, nigga. That one, nigga. I'm telling you, nigga, that one. I think that was Samuel L. Jackson's finest moment in acting. Yeah. Yep. It's crazy, man. That shit is crazy, bro. That shit is crazy. I can't say it enough, bro. That shit is crazy. Because, like, just looking back on his career, like, how could you not? Not even one. You know what I'm saying? Not even one. Damn, man. Man, it must... You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna break it down for you, nigga. It must be really confusing for Samuel L. Jackson right now, right? And no disrespect to the man. I'm not saying that, you can obviously tell I respect him, you know? But I'm just going to kind of break this down for you, like, what he might be going through, right? Right? And I'm not saying that this is the way it is, but this is just the way, like, I could just imagine this going for him, right? You get this award, right? Of course, you're super appreciative, right? But at the same time, you're like, man, fuck these motherfuckers. Like, straight up. You know? And not because you're mad, right? But because, like, why in the fuck did this take you so long to do? Not just for me, but for everybody, man. For everybody. You know, it's like a day late and a dollar short type of shit. Like, yes, you get up there, you give your speech, and it's heartfelt, and you mean every word about it. But then you go home, nigga, right? And you get to really thinking about this, and you're looking at that award sitting up on your whatever. Let's just say on the fireplace, right? On the mantle of the fireplace, you set it there wherever you put it, right, in your house, and nigga, you just looking at it. And something just doesn't set right with you about it, you know? But in the forefront of your mind, right? In the forefront of your mind, like, nigga, I did that, look at that. But in the back of your mind, your insecurities are chewing your mind, your ass up. It's eating you alive. You know? Those insecure thoughts that are like kind of honestly are really pissed off. Those thoughts, that part of your mind is like, you really kind of take offense to this shit. Like, I think maybe take offense is the wrong word. But you really kind of question this shit, right? It must be a really confusing moment for Samuel L. Jackson right now. You know? That shit must be really confusing. Cause I know I would be confused, bro. To go up for that many awards, you know. You know, you make face, right? You make face at these events, right? And you're appreciative at these events, but then you go home. Just like somebody once said, you know, I got friends and family. Yeah, they do come and visit, but then they go home. And they don't come back for a long time. But then they go home. You know what I'm saying? And then there you are, left by your little old lonesome again. Let's say you old, right? Like, you appreciate good company. When you get old enough, I mean, you appreciate good company because it doesn't come around often. You know? But then you go home, right? But then you go home from this awards and you're not in everybody's face no more. And all of a sudden, all your thoughts, right, are all what makes you really start sinking in. And the hype starts dying down, right? And you get real fucking confused. And you don't know what to think about this fucking thing. And it's just sitting there staring you in the face every time you walk by it, every time you walk in the room. And it makes you wonder, man. Why now? Why now? And on that note, I'm gonna stop that right there. I'm just gonna leave that thought right there. Cause like Eddie Murphy was like, you know what? I don't want to host the Oscars. Oh, you want to know why? Okay, because you're not representing the black folk who are out there, you know, putting in the work. And so he didn't do it. I think that was what, 89 I read. It's crazy, man. I forgot what I was gonna say, man. So I was leaving that train of thought right there because, oh yeah, I know what it is. Okay, let's say, okay. So ever since Eddie Murphy said that, they've put rules into the Oscars. I don't know why the fucking Oscars needs rules, right? It's a fucking award show. You did a good job. Here's your fucking award. You know? So these rules, these new rules, right, which were met with some criticism, right? Still met with questions and criticism, right? But the rules were supposed to be like for inclusion. Now let's put quotes over that word inclusion and quotes over the word diversity. But my question, see, the point that I personally brought up about this whole thing after reading an article about Samuel L. Jackson winning his award, because I wanted to know what he won it for and the whole details around it, right? But once I got to the part of the article where it starts talking about they wanted to, you know, make new rules and reword everything for to include inclusion and diversity so nobody feels left out. That's what pisses me off about that shit. Because that's still being racist. That's a cowardly way to say, oh, you know what, man, I'm sorry for being racist. It's like, uh-huh. That shit don't make no sense to me, bro. It never will. It's never gonna, like, I, like, ever since I, like, at first, like, before inclusion ever came around, the word diversity has already pissed me off. For one, it was an event with Jim Murren, and it had this banner that, you know how you sit at the table at an event and you got a banner that hangs from the front of the table, like from the top, and it hangs down to the ground, right, to show what the table is there for. It just, in big fucking letters, it just says diversity across it. And I'm like, oh my God, why can't it just be what you're there for? Why does it have to say diversity? That's still racist. Coming from the MGM Resorts International Company, yeah, that's still racist. That's still being racist. And it's not okay, man. It's not okay. Like, now they're apologists, right? Like, that's their way of saying they're sorry. That's how I feel about it. It's their way to still say, you know what? I'm the authority, but this is how I'm saying I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't feel included? Aw. Let me make sure you feel included. And that this is diverse. You know, and that we're embracing diversity. What the fuck? What? Please tell me you guys are seeing this the way I'm seeing this. That's fucked up in my opinion, man. And that's not even, that's a fucking fact. That's, I'm sorry, if that shit is not an opinion, that's a fucking fact. That's fucked up. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's no longer the way I see it and I see things. No, that's the way it fucking is, and I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know, to the people who are out there and they want to start using these keywords to show that, oh, we're not racist. We're definitely, and I'm putting up quotation marks, we're definitely not racist. Yes, you are. And you're still being racist. And probably whatever I say and whatever you try to do to make up for it, it's probably still not gonna change the fact that you're fucking racist. And that's what bothers me about all this, bro. That's what's really fucked up about all this. Because they're not saying they're sorry, right? They're not just coming right out and saying, you know what, we fucked up. We're sorry. And we're not gonna do that again. No, they're furthering the racism by saying, yeah, we're still authority because we have rules, and now those rules have the words inclusion and diversity in them. And so now you can't say we're racist. And bitch, that's not how this shit works. That is not, you can't, okay. I say this on behalf of all the hard-working black folk out there. You can't just throw fucking words into something, hand a nigga an award, and think that makes everything okay. You understand? Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the fuck out of what you just did, right? Man, I appreciate that shit. Like, look, it brought me to fucking tears, man. But all y'all companies, all y'all CEOs, and all y'all big corporate ladders that don't understand what it's like to even fucking be black. I'm convinced that you are so ignorant to what it's like to be black and to be told that you came over here on a cruise ship to slavery. Let's just put it how it is. You know, you really don't understand, bro. You haven't, like, I'm convinced. We're like, dude, you put words inclusion and diversity into this shit. Like, it's supposed to make up for the fact that all you did all these years of bullshit, fuck shit. Nigga, I'm convinced you don't understand what it's like, and you won't understand what it's like until you have that best friend that's black, and you see, you can look in their eyes. Day after day after day after day of being their best friend and seeing them and looking in their eyes and seeing that pain in their eyes that they don't even understand the pain. They don't understand it. All they know is they don't want it's like a bear and you're making all this crazy noise. The bear is gonna come and kill you to death type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Stomp that noise out, right? Now, I'm not trying to say black people are animalistic, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, stop, like, thinking that way. That's what pisses me off, is when people even bring it to that, right? But what I'm saying is, like, it's the same type of situation. Because everybody's got this in their DNA, right? This type of reaction to shit. Something they don't like, fucking they want to stamp it out, right? But, like, I'm gonna tell you straight up, black people don't understand the feelings that they have about this shit, right? And that's what I feel like, that's what pisses them off the most about it, is because they can't put their fucking finger on it, but it's something is not right about this shit, and it doesn't make no fucking sense for one race to be superior over the other. That's fucking stupid. That is fucking stupid. To be told that you're worthless all your life and that, nigga, you ain't never gonna be able to hold a job. Nigga, you ain't gonna amount to shit. You're black. You don't get to have the special white people treats. You don't get to have, you know, this, that, and the, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't put my fucking finger on it, but this shit, something about this shit pisses me off. It's like that type of shit. Imagine that shit. It's something in your life you can never fucking fully define. All you know is it pisses you off. And third, and a lot of people are fucking doing it, and none of it makes any sense to you. How, because like at the end of the day, you're going home, how in the fuck could they be this way? How in the fuck can somebody else be this way towards someone? Okay, like, what's something that happens to you all the fucking time? Like, do you get cut off in traffic? Like, what pisses you off the fucking most, right? that you can't understand. I can't, nigga, I can't understand how a motherfucker cuts off me out of all fucking people. I don't understand how a motherfucker slams on their brakes in front of me out of all people. I don't understand why a nigga always cuts in line in front of me of all people. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's some shit you can't understand, right? You can never fucking put your finger quite on it, all the way on top of it. You just can't do it. It's like that. It's like that. And as a matter of fact, rat tat tat tat, I ain't never hesitating, nigga. You know. So imagine that shit. Like your whole life is like that. Your whole life. Your whole life is this belief system embedded in you. Like it's supposed to be part of your fucking DNA. Just because you a different color. Just because you different. Like you different. You speak different. You walk different. You talk different. You just fucking different. Right? And you're not appreciated for it because of that. That shit cannot be easy. To comprehend? No. No, it can't. There's no fucking possible way that can come easy to a nigga. Anybody. Anybody. There's no way, man. There's no way. But not my event, nigga. Nope. Not my event, nigga. Will? Not my event, Will. Not mine, nigga. Nope. Your ass would have got escorted out by security. You and your motherfucking family. That's how I know that shit was staged. There's something not right about that shit. Because the dude laughs at Chris Rock's joke. Then promptly gets up. Starts walking towards Chris Rock. Chris Rock puts his hands behind his back, waiting for the smack. He knows it's coming. So he puts his hands behind his back, waiting for the bitch slap. And then he did nothing. Bitch slap, do nothing. He didn't defend himself. He didn't try to block it. He didn't even try to move. So I'm supposed to believe that what Chris Rock thought he was coming up and gonna give him a hug for that heartfelt joke? I don't get it, bro. You know? And nobody even said ooh to the joke. Everybody was laughing, right? So the fact that Chris Rock even like was an apologist over the joke and was like, no, that was a clean joke. It was good. You know, like, see what I'm saying? All this shit doesn't add up. That's some shit I can't understand. Give me something you can't understand. I could just big slap him, man. Like, I don't get it, bro. Like, I don't get it. But we're supposed to believe it, right? Cause now the plot is getting thicker. Now Denzel Washington is, oh shit! Denzel Washington told that nigga some shit. Now the plot thickens. Oh shit. Keith Urban walked up and talked to the nigga. Oh shit. Oh shit. Nicole Kidman said oh hey to somebody. Oh hey. Oh shit. That was not her surprised at the bit smack. The plot thickens. Like, what? The fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man. I don't get it, bro. This, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they're not, that's why I'm sticking it to them and saying, you know what? That's still racist. Because you gave black people an award because you're not getting ratings. Oh, maybe this will bring them back. It's a day late and a dollar short. Tell me I'm wrong, bro. You way too late in the game to be doing that shit now. You know what I'm saying? Nah, don't get me wrong. It's about fucking time, right? But the only reason you're doing all this And no disrespect to anybody who got any awards, because it was well fucking deserved. Well deserved. And like I said, it's appreciated what happened, right? But, like I said, man, it's a day late and a dollar too short, and you still being racist, nigga. That's even more racist than not giving them awards. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I want you to really think about that. That's even more racist than not giving them awards. It's to do it for fucking ratings. And to get two grown men to fucking bicker and bitch slap each other on TV. It's childish, man. It's childish, bro. Oh, we gotta do something. They're gonna pull our funding. Let's get Will Smith and Samuel L. Jackson, you know, like, wow, nigga, wow. Wow. And like I said, man, it's about fucking time, right? But like, now that I'm like looking at this and really thinking about everything that happened, wow, man. Wow. Like I said, this must be really fucking confusing for Samuel L. Jackson, of all people, to get this award, right? Cause look at my train of thought. Now imagine that nigga's train of thought. He probably thinking all types of wild shit that would trump anything that I'm telling you, right? But I feel for the nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm like that poor dude, like that, you know, his poor heart, you know what I'm saying? To put all that work, man, all that work. To put all his blood, sweat, and tears into all these films, and to put up with all this shit on the set, all these trouble actors, all this bullshit, right? And to never get an award, but now get an award, and then go home and then look at this thing. Just fucking look at it. Would y'all look at it? Yo, that must be real fucking confusing, man. That must be hard. That must be hard. Right? Because once the hype dies down, nigga, it's just you and your thoughts. Once the hype dies down, once you're done with your event, you go back to your hotel room or you go back to your house or whatever. It's just you and your thoughts, man. That must be confusing as fuck, dude. I'm confused. Listen to all the things I just said. I'm confused. And I get it, man. Like, I get it, right? Let's say you don't want to be racist, right? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know these fucking people that run the shit. Or maybe I do and I don't even realize it. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I want to stop talking about this shit because it's going to start pissing me off the more I think about it. It's going to make me really fucking angry, bro. If you think what you seen Will Smith do was angry or anything, nah, nigga, I ain't walking away smiling from this shit. Nah, nigga. Ain't no big shit-eating grin on my motherfucking face. Nah, nigga, if I'm bitch slapping you, I'm walking away and there's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it was just acting, nigga, I'm selling it. I'm selling that show, nigga. What, everything, I'm selling that shit. You know? Like Samuel L. Jackson, I'm selling that role. I'm selling that film for you, nigga. Because I'm in it. My acting is ridiculous. I'm selling that shit, nigga. You put my ass in the film, we selling that shit. All the people who are in it with me, nigga, we selling them roles. We selling that film. Nigga, you buying it just because we so goddamn good in it. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit, man. That type of shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. Honestly, I mean, I think that's everything. Oh yeah. Just not my event, nigga. Nah. Nah, not my event, nigga. Nah. You'd have had to do a lot more than fucking apologize and kiss ass and brown nose on. You know what I'm saying? You and Chris Rock need to hug that shit the fuck out. You need to leave that chick. If that's what she's doing to you, making you act an ass on, like let's say it wasn't an act, right? Let's say that this is reality, and he really got pissed off, and he really walked up on stage, and he really smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. Let's say that's some real shit, right? Like, let's just say it was real. Nigga, that's what she's doing to you? Why in the fuck you married to her? It's like this one dude said on Instagram. Like, she got her clutches in you, bro. And she giving everybody pussy but you, nigga. You like, I ain't even saying her name, right? So you can't possibly come after me for putting her name in my motherfucking mouth, right? Put her name in the fucking mouth, right? Nah, nigga. Nah, man. See, you know, you still being married to her, you do realize how the rest of the country looks at you. Like, the fuck is wrong with this guy? What's wrong with this nigga? Even to think that that's a publicity stunt that you should pull. To even think that you should go out of your way to do a vulgar display of power over a bitch that's really not even worth it. Dude, do tell, Will. How is this chick worth it to you? What does she do for you? Well, she's dying and she's making you feel bad for her. That's your baby mama. Okay, I get it. Right. But at what point do you cut that baby off? That baby mama off. And you say, you know what? You're not doing this shit to me no more. Because I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I'm talking straight to you, Will. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. First off, I wasn't going to say your name on this podcast. I was just going to refer to you as, just whatever. I did not even want to bring your name up, right? But at this point, it's like, it's kind of unavoidable, right? Like, I have to talk about this, and I have to directly just say this to you, because I've already said this to you online, right? I'm going to say this to you directly to you, Megan. Like, at what point do you say, you know what, this bitch is not good for me no more? I'm not calling this woman a bitch, but I'm saying to ask myself, she's being a bitch towards me, right? She obviously is getting under my skin to a point to where I think it's all right to go and do shit like this, even if it was just an act. You know, like how, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. How dare you stay with this chick? Like, after all the shit she's putting you through, on top of it, like, what, now she's got a disease and has to deal with hair loss because she's dying and all this shit, and you, nigga, you dare for her. But is she there for you, nigga? I mean, really? Is she really, really there for you? So what, you just gonna ride it out until she dies? I don't get it, bro. Tell me that that's not the case. Please tell me that that's not the case, right? And nigga, y'all can get mad. Y'all get mad as fuck I'm saying the shit I'm saying. To who I'm saying it to about who I'm saying it about. This is that, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. If let me tell you something. If you think you're gonna walk up to me and fucking try to quote unquote Will Smith me, good luck, nigga.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and then click play.